question. What performance styles do you think are being consciously explored in Singapore right now? And what sources are inspiring them?
Performance styles. If you, I mean, I'm going to sort of confine this answer to theatre. Mm-hmm. I think from perhaps the 90s onwards, my perception is that there has been one strand of sort of director-led theatre, which has perhaps begun with or most exemplified in the 90s by Ong Keng Sen, but there are people who may or may not attribute an influence to Keng Sen, who seem to be in that vein, people like Natalie of Cake or Zhe Qian, mm-hmm. Who are, I suppose, concerned with, it seems to me, sort of perhaps the visual aspects of a piece, non-linear structures, not necessarily considering the text one of many kind of strands, mm-hmm. of a theatrical experience. So that, I guess, even though in the general context of world or Western influenced world theatre, that has been seen as non-mainstream or avant-garde, it's an interesting position in which that, I think, in Singapore has become something of the mainstream, or one type of mainstream. There's another type of mainstream, which is your SRT, your Pangdemonium, which is predominantly foreign plays done in sort of skilled, faithful, you know, attempts at reproducing those kinds of quite traditionally Western aesthetics. But I think where, for example, Checkpoint and perhaps another couple of companies are is, you know, being very much aware of contemporary developments in dramaturgy and in performance style, in sort of non-realistic, in expressionistic or stylized performance, but being concerned with the integrity of the performance and of the text, and paying a lot of attention to those things, and I suppose ensuring or trying to ensure at least that those things are taken care of in a strong and robust way before we add other elements, both as a stylistic and as a practical approach. I think we've also gone for a kind of you know, what I would describe as a vibrant minimalism, a very essentialist way of approaching theater, which is that your visual elements are definitely there, but you are selective in them, and you make certain very specific choices that hopefully are not superfluous, and that really do advance the things that the text and the performance are trying to explore.
Do you think these production trends come from seeing each other's work? I mean, there's definitely kind of ecosystem that goes around. Do you think that the trends come about because they're always trying to fill the gaps and spaces between what is not being done or what has not been explored?
Again, it is hard to generalize about what motivates other people's styles and the development of style. I mean, you look at, seeing other people, you look at, let's say, you know, probably on a subconscious level, all of us are influenced by the types of work that is funded and that is not funded, the types of work that audiences like or that don't like, mm-hmm. the types of work that critics like and don't like. There's a large number of theatre makers that, let's say, that came out of NUS Theatre Studies, so you have to look at the influence of a generation of, I mean, people like Dr. K.K. Seed and his colleagues there, and the taste making that went on there. Mm-hmm. But then now we're also seeing a lot of theatre practitioners who've come out of the professional schools, such as LaSalle. In a few years' time, you're going to see a lot of people coming in from SOTA into the industry. Yeah. And each of those, networks of people will bring their own sets of taste and ideology, even, in making art. So it's going to be interesting to see how that evolves.
Yeah.